insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَمَن تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا
And he who repents and does righteousness does indeed turn to Allah with accepted repentance.
Dear listeners, the 71st verse of Surah Furqan says, وَمَن تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا And whoever repents and does good, he verily repents toward Allah with true repentance. As we explained earlier in the previous episode, the true repentance only happens with action. So if the one is to repent truly, there must be action accompanying his will and intention in repentance. So real repentance, as this verse is also suggesting, happens when it is along with good deeds. This noble verse explains the manner of correct repentance. So it says, وَمَن تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا And whoever repents and does good, he verily repents toward Allah with true repentance. This means that not only repentance and abandonment of sin must be because of evilness of sin, but also its motivation must be to make intention sincere and to return to Allah truly. Therefore, for example, although stopping drinking wine or stopping lying for the harms that they have is good, the value of this stopping is when it has divine motivation, when it is done because the Almighty Allah has forbidden it. We have said earlier on that the true meaning of servitude is to accept what the Almighty Allah has and to avoid what He has forbidden. And this is also the case in this regard. Anyone who really and earnestly repents of his sins returns to Allah and to His countless rewards. But the sign of true repentance is that action is along with that intention and motivation. About repentance, on a Friday, the Prophet ﷺ delivered a sermon and said, O people, before you die, return to Allah and repent of your evil behavior. And before you get involved in the affairs of life, do righteous and do good deeds. And amend the affairs that are between you and Allah, so that you get successful and happy. Pay alms a lot, so that you are provided provisions.
حر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine.
In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, as we said, dear listeners, this noble verse is explaining the manner of true repentance. مَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. At first, you have to repent verbally or in your heart. At least there must be the intention of repentance and avoiding what the Almighty Allah has forbidden, and then عَمِلَ صَالِحًا. This verse, dear listeners, is also testifying to one of the other possible commentaries about changing and transforming the evil deeds into good ones. The previous verse said أُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. The Almighty Allah changes their evil deeds into good ones. And this verse is also testifying to that, because the one who repents truly is the one who is changing the evil deeds into good ones, because true repentance only happens with action. So that is why the verse says, مَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Whoever repents and does good. It seems though as if this doing good deeds comes right after true repentance, immediately and without any pause. فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. Such a person repents toward Allah with true repentance. He is a guest for the Lord, because he is walking towards his Lord. يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ, the verse says. Now that our discussion is about to end, let us have a look at a couple of traditions on repentance. Imam Ridha alayhi salam said that the Prophet has said, the parable of a faithful person before Allah is like the parable of a favorite angel, and the believer is really more preferred than this angel in view of Allah. And before Allah, nothing is more preferred and liked than a man or woman who repents. Also, Imam Baqir alayhi salam has said, although a believer returns to Allah while he asks Allah forgiveness and repentance, Allah bestows repentance and forgives his sins because Allah is forgiving and merciful. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, accepts repentance and he forgives sins and evil deeds. So be aware that you do not make believers hopeless of Allah's mercy and forgiveness. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart, lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.